these people had farming villages, and I happened to have excavated sites in the Nagada region. And we found remains of animal enclosures, as well as evidence for the consumption of cattle. We found the bones of these animals. And these items, these models of the cattle, were probably produced about a millennium or more after cattle were introduced into Egypt.
Study of the bones of these ancient cattle shows the ages at which the animals were killed. Surprisingly, many of them were old, at least too old if they had been kept only for food. So, unless the Egyptians enjoyed very tough steak, these are not, in our sense, beef cattle. And they must have been kept alive for other reasons, perhaps to carry water or possessions on journeys. But it seems more likely that they were tapped for blood, which, if you drink it or add it to stews, gives you essential extra protein. It's something we find in many parts of the world, and it's still done today by the nomadic peoples in Kenya. So are our four cows a walking blood bank? The more obvious answer that they were dairy cows, we can probably rule out, because for several reasons, milk was unfortunately off the menu. Not only did these early domesticated cows produce very little milk, but more importantly, for humans, drinking cow's milk is very much an acquired skill. Martin Jones again.